dump. I was struck recently by images of Ukrainian children going back to school after 2 years of homeschooling due to the war. And there are many images you see like this that have that combination of joy but also of sorrow. And I think particularly we're aware of lots of shelling going on at the moment, aren't we? They've experienced so much in their young lives, and yet children are always trying, they have that natural inclination towards joy and optimism. Over the years, we've prayed for many people facing operations or serious illness, and often people will report back that they felt peace even in the midst of those times of difficulty. You know, when we're in a place of deep emotion, sometimes those emotions get a bit jumbled up, don't they? We see people crying at weddings or laughing at funerals. There are times in our lives when joy and sorrow seem to come very close together. And I think that Palm Sunday is a bit like that for Jesus. He's coming to the end of his ministry here on earth, and amidst all the wonderful things that he's been doing, the healing, the teaching, spending time with the disciples, you know, all that time opposition against him has also been mounting, and he knows that his arrest isn't far away. So what a lot of emotions must have been going on in Jesus' head as he was riding into Jerusalem on that donkey. There are people spreading palms in front of him, shouting hosannas, and he's very aware that he's fulfilling the scripture from Zechariah. I'll just read you a little bit. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey. And the people of Israel had always understood that Zechariah's prophecy was referring to the Messiah, to God's anointed king. And here's Jesus riding into Jerusalem in the way described by Zechariah, not as a mighty warrior king in pomp and ceremony, but as a gentle king with humility and meekness. And it must have been really joyful to hear all the people praising him, seeing them waving their palms and spreading out their cloaks on the ground. But we also read in Luke 19 that when the city came into view, he wept over it and he said, if only you'd recognize this day and everything that was good for you, but now it's too late. He went on to say, in the days ahead, your enemies are going to bring up their heavy artillery and surround you, pressing in from every side, and not a stone will be left intact. And all this because you didn't recognize and welcome God's personal visit. So in the midst of that joyful procession going in, Jesus is weeping because he knew that Israel would be judged, failing to recognize him as the Messiah who'd come personally to earth. While he walked on earth, Jesus had offered people a unique chance to recognize him as the king of the Jewish people, but instead they would respond by crucifying him. So it was a day of very mixed emotions. What about us? How should we respond to Palm Sunday today? So I think it is both a day for praising and thanking God. And we've spent a lot of time thanking him this morning, which is lovely. But it's also a day to pause and take stock before we enter into the seriousness of Holy Week. So firstly, a day for praising. We just heard lots of words of praise in the psalm that Francis read to us. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. We've already sung one hymn of praise this morning, and we're going to sing some more through our service. And singing is a great way to express our love of God and our thanks to him for sending Jesus into the world. And we can also speak out our praise and wonder to God too, can't we? I remember a few Easters ago, I gave out lots of names of Jesus as an act of worship. We stood up on Easter Sunday morning, didn't we? And we read out all the different names of Jesus as a way of praising him. Sometimes our praise is also through silence. We can just silently stand in adoration and praise of him. Sometimes it's like that when we're outside in creation, isn't it? Sometimes your breath is just taken away and you just are overwhelmed by the beauty of God's creation. And it's like your heart itself connects and praises God. So let's enjoy praising God today in our worship and also in the days ahead as we come to celebrate Easter. Let's make sure we fully thank God for all that he has done, is sending his Son to live on earth and to die for us so that we could have that relationship with him for all time. But let's also use today and this coming week as a time to take stock. At the end of our gospel reading today, it said in verse 11, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. I think this is a very poignant verse. Jesus knows that his time on earth is running out. It's late in the day, both physically, because it's almost darkness, but also spiritually. He looks around and what does he see? I think he sees things that have changed for the better, but also things that haven't changed that he perhaps wishes had. He sees people whose lives have been transformed by his presence and his teaching, but also as he goes into the temple, he sees people carrying on the way that they always have done. Today, you all got your palm cross when you came in, and I'd like us to use this now for a little moment to help us to do some of that taking stock. So first of all, as you look at your cross, I'd like you to focus on the up and down and think about your relationship with God. I'm going to leave a moment of quiet for you just to talk to him, to thank him for where you see that relationship is going well, and then to talk to him about the things that you know need improving in your relationship. And ask God to help you with that. Now I'd like to invite you to look at the cross piece, this piece that goes across the middle, and think about the relationship you have with different people around you. We know these relationships are important, but we know they also get damaged and broken by our words, by our actions, by our inactions, by our mistakes even, and sometimes things we do on purpose. So I'd invite you now to ask God to show you if there are any relationships that you need to put work into mending this week in the run-up to Easter. Sometimes we're good at the up-down relationship, and sometimes we're good at the relationships between each other, but we're not always great at putting the two together. But Jesus did just that for us, didn't he? At the front, you'll see there's that knot that knots everything together. And I don't know if you've heard this illustration before, but on a helicopter, there is a nut that is right in the middle of where the rotation goes of the rotors. And this is known as the Jesus nut because it holds that main rotor to the mast. And obviously without it, you would literally be praying. So that's why it's called the Jesus nut. But similarly, we need to ensure that Jesus is at the center of our lives, guiding and directing us and holding everything together for us. So today on Palm Sunday and during Holy Week, let's be taking some time just to be with Jesus, to talk to him, to listen to him. Let's use this week to take stock of our lives so that on Easter Sunday next week, we can rededicate ourselves afresh to living our lives with him at the center. Amen.